was said before he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Perhaps these same words were said by Pilate and the chief priests when Jesus breathed his last. It is finished. Perhaps they were even said by Satan at the moment of what he mistakenly thought was his greatest triumph. But perhaps those same words were said by our Heavenly Father when Jesus finished his earthly ministry and commended his spirit to his Father in heaven. It is finished can mean really different things. They could be said by an artist who's completed their masterpiece, or by a spouse who wants to end a marriage. They could be said by somebody who's completed their last chemotherapy treatment as they ring their bell, or by a doctor who's telling a patient that there are no more treatment options left for them. It is finished. Powerful words that can mean many different things. When Jesus spoke those words right before he bowed his head and gave up his spirit, he probably meant that his life was over. But he could also have meant that his ministry on earth was complete. His mission to bring us our salvation has now been accomplished. Everything is finished. The words are ambiguous, and their meaning is determined by faith. We're here today because we believe that these words are good. They're more than good. They are unsurpassed. To us, there are no more powerful, more inspiring words than those proclaimed by Jesus on the cross, right before he gave up his spirit. It is finished. And faith decides the meaning of those words. And our faith leads us to hear in these words not an admission of defeat, but an announcement of victory. It is finished at last. The victory is finally won. Sin, death, and the devil have been defeated once and for all. Those simple words heard in that way describe what makes Christianity so different from other religions of the world. Those words remind us that Christianity is not about what we do, but Christianity is about what Jesus did. Christianity for us is not a program that helps us to find the meaning of life. It's not a set of teachings that we have to accept. Christianity is not first about anything that we do. In fact, Christianity doesn't really begin with us at all. It begins with Jesus on the cross. And it begins with what Jesus has accomplished for us on that cross. For us and for our salvation, he became human and he died on the cross. So Christianity begins with Jesus' words on the cross, announcing to everyone who would hear that their sins are forgiven and their salvation is won. It is completed. It is finished for us all. Sometimes people will ask why we call today Good Friday. Is there anything really good about it? And perhaps the answer can lie partly in those words that Jesus spoke before he gave up his spirit. Those words, "It is finished," are what about makes today good. Not for Jesus, obviously, but for us. It's on this day that Jesus finished his mission to set us free from sin and death. That's why today is good. But let's be honest, without Easter, today would not be good. Without the resurrection, there would be no reason to call today anything but tragic. Jesus' death on the cross finished his mission, but it didn't finish the story. The story continues on the third day when Jesus is raised from the dead, just as he predicted before his passion. No magic trick, because the story continues because he appeared to his disciples, and then after 40 days ascended into heaven. The story goes on to the day of Pentecost, when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit as he promised, to give birth to the church. And the story continues today and wherever and whenever we gather in his name to give thanks for his living, life-giving presence among us. It is finished, but it's not over. It can't be over, or we wouldn't be here today. It is finished. Jesus said so himself, but it's not over. Sunday, we will gather here again to give thanks that Jesus' death is not the end of the story. In many ways, Jesus' death is the beginning. And throughout the Easter season, we will hear the story of what it means that the Jesus who proclaimed that it is finished from the cross now lives. It's not finished. The work of our salvation is completed in Jesus, but the mission to usher the kingdom of heaven into our world has just begun. Even today, as we focus on what he did for us, and as we're reminded that on the cross he finished what he came to do, we're also reminded that our work has just begun. It is finished, but it is definitely not over for us or for our world. Thanks be to God. Amen.